The October Crisis refers to a series of events that happened in Quebec between October 5th, 1970 to December 28th, 1970. You're listening to Where the Road Ends. I'm your host, Jennifer, and this is Episode 6, The October Crisis and the Murder of Pierre Laporte. So before we dive into this case, we first need to learn about the group responsible for the crisis and the events that led to the crisis itself. So first, the group in the early 1960s, the Front de Libération du Québec, or FLQ for short, was formed. It was a militant Quebec separatist group with the aim of establishing an independent and socialistic Quebec through violent means. The FLQ was considered a terrorist group by the Canadian government. The group conducted a number of attacks between 1963 and 1970, which totaled over 160 violent incidents and killed 8 people and injured many more. Mailboxes, particularly in the affluent and predominantly Anglophobic city of Westmount, were common targets. The largest single bombing occurred at the Montreal Stock Exchange on February 13, 1969, which caused excessive damage and injured 27 people. So that's a little about this group. They were about liberating Quebec and felt that it was necessary. Now we will talk about the October Crisis itself. There were a bunch of small events that came together to make the October Crisis. On October 5th, in Montreal, two members of the Liberation Cell of the FLQ kidnapped British diplomat James Cross from his home. The kidnappers were disguised as delivery men, bringing a package for his recent birthday. Once the maid let the men inside, they pulled out a rifle and a revolver and kidnapped Cross. After kidnapping Cross, the kidnappers contacted the police and listed their demands, which included, in the exchange for Cross, they wanted the release of political prisoners and a number of convicted or stained FLQ members. And they also wanted a CBC broadcast of the FLQ's manifesto. On the 8th, the broadcast of the FLQ manifesto was broadcast in English and French speaking media outlets across Quebec. On the 10th, another branch of the Chancellor approached the home of the Quebec Minister of Labor, Pierre Laporte, while he was playing football with his nephew. They kidnapped him. On the 11th, the CBC broadcast a letter from captivity from Pierre to the Premier of Quebec, Robert Bussière. On the 12th, army troops came into Montreal region. Lawyer Robert Lemitsk was appointed by the FLQ to negotiate the release of James Cross and Pierre Laporte. The government had Robert Dimmers on their side. On October 13th, Prime Minister Trudeau, not Justin Trudeau, his father, Senior Trudeau, does an interview with the CBC with respects to the military presence. When reporter Raffi asked Trudeau how he would go about getting the release of the two men, Trudeau replied, "Just watch me." On October 16th, Premier Brossier formally requests that the Government of Canada grant the Government of Quebec emergency powers that allow them to apprehend and keep in custody individuals. This results in the implementation of the War Measures Act, allowing the suspension of habeas corpus, giving wide-range powers of arrests to the police. The City of Montreal had already made such a request the days before. The measures came into effect at 4 a.m. Premier Trudeau makes a broadcast announcing the implementation of the War Measures Act. Before we go on with the events of the October Crisis, I want to tell you a little bit more about Pierre Laporte. He was born on February 25th, 1921. He is the grandson of the Liberal politician Alfred Leduc. He was a journalist with the Le Devoir newspaper from 1945 to 1961 and was known for his crusade work against then Quebec Prime Minister Marcus Duplessis. After Duplessis's death, Laporte Successfully ran for a seat in the Quebec National Assembly and served in the government under Premier Jean. Laporte was a member of the Quebec Liberation Party and considered to be a lead member of the party's left wing. After Lies announced in 1969 that he would be stepping down as party leader, Laporte ran to succeed him but lost in 1970. Quebec Liberal Party leadership election to follow cabinet member Robert Boursier. After the Quebec general election in 1970, Premier Boursier advised the lieutenant governor to appoint Laporte as duty premier, parliamentary leader, minister of immigration, and minister of labor and manpower. Now, let's get back to the crisis. On October 17th, the chancel of the FLQ announced that the hostage Pierre Laporte was executed. He was strangled and then stuffed in the trunk of a car and abandoned in the bush near St. Herbert Airport, a few miles from Montreal. In other communications by the Liberation Cell holding James Cross, the kidnappers declared that they are suspending indefinitely the death sentence against him and they will not release him until their demands are met, and that he will be executed if the fascist police discover them and attempt to intervene. The demands that the FLQ made are as followed: the publication of the FLQ manifesto, the release of the 23 political prisoners, an airplane to take them to either Cuba or Algeria, both countries they felt a strong connection to because of their struggles against colonialism and imperialism, the rehire of the Garce de la Paix, a voluntary tax of $500,000 to be loaded aboard the plane prior to departure, the name of the informer who had sold out the FLQ activist earlier in the year. Police reports were not released and made public till 2010 that stated that Pierre Laporte was accidentally killed during a struggle. The FLQ subsequently wanted to use the death to its advantage by convincing the government that they should be taken seriously. On November 6, police raided the hiding place of the FLQ's share cellar. Although three members escaped the raid, Bernard Lortie is arrested and charged with kidnapping and murder of Pierre Laporte. On December 4th in Montreal, Quebec, after being held hostage for 62 days, kidnapped British Trade Commissioner James Cross is released by the FLQ Liberation Cell after negotiations between the lawyers and the five kidnappers, Marcus Barcou, Yves Lengo, Jack Lacote, Jack Cross Trudeau, and his wife Louise Latoque, are granted safe passage to Cuba by the Government of Canada after approval by Fidel Castro. They are flown to Cuba by Canadian Forces aircraft. Jackie Lacoute is the same man earlier that year had been arrested and then released on bail for attempted kidnapping of the Israel consultant. On December 23rd, Premier Pierre Trudeau announces that all troops stationed in Quebec will be withdrawn by January 5th, 1971. December 28th, in St. Louis, Quebec, the three members of the cashier cell are still at large: Paul Rose, Jackie Rose, and Francis Samer are arrested after being found hiding in a 6-meter tunnel in a rural farming community. They would later be charged with the kidnapping and murder of Pierre Laporte. The October crisis, much to the dismay of the generals, was used by Trudeau as an argument for the transformation of the Canadian forces into a force whose priority one was internal security. Many officers knew very well that priority one of internal security was a greater threat than any other political role. That is a quote. By the end of 1970, the Canadian forces had been transformed by Trudeau to an internal security force that was not capable of fighting a major controversial war. By 1982, all the convicted participants had been paroled, and all of those who were sent to Cuba had returned to Canada. Some completed short sentences in Canada. In 1988, the War Measures Act was replaced by the Emergencies Act and the Emergency Preparedness Act. In October 2020, 50 years following the October crisis, Vieux Francois Blanchet, the party and parliamentary leader of the Soviet Bloc Quebecois, introduced a motion in the House of Commons demanding an official apology from the federal government, now led by Premier Justin Trudeau, son of Pierre Trudeau, for invoking the War Measures Act. And that, my friends, is the events of the October crisis and the death of Pierre Laporte. The FLQ is no longer as strong as it once was. I'm sure there are still members out there, as it is often talked about in the news about Quebec wanting to be on its own apart from Canada. I don't think that the FLQ probably meant to kill Pierre Laporte. I mean, from the police reports, it was stated that it was an accident. So I don't think he was ever meant to be killed, but still a senseless way to die. And I don't think, honestly, an apology is granted. I mean, they did kill somebody. So I don't think an apology should be done. That's my opinion. But until next time, my friends, stay spooky. Thank you.